So James Comey is having a meltdown on national television. Let me tell you what's got him so torqued out. Is he's very upset about. You have to know the background here to understand why he was so hysterical yesterday. You know, going on like a loon about lying and don't listen to Fox News. What they have, this is according to Devin Nunes, Daryl Issa, and John Solomon of The Hill, is an email chain. And it's an email chain that Comey is in. We don't know what other members of the FBI and the Department of Injustice are on the email chain, but we know there are major, you know, high-ranking members. And they are discussing stuff that they knew about Christopher Steele, the dossier, all of that kind of stuff. And the problem with that is that they then told the FISA court they didn't know or left it out of the FISA application. And we know that the committees have this in Congress, and that was the purpose of the second hearing, was to ask him about it. So he's bound not to be in a very good mood after having to answer questions about this. Plus, this is the same guy. I think the press coverage, even though they tried to, you know, prop him up last time, I mean, you know, over 200 times you say you don't remember. This is the biggest political scandal since Watergate, no matter what side of it you're on. 240 plus times you don't remember, you don't know. And you were the guy in charge of the FBI? Come on. That's hard to believe. It makes you look skeezy, slimy. All right, so here's James Comey yesterday. Wait, here we go.
Hurting the FBI's reputation? I hope not. We had to make very hard decisions in 2016. I knew we were going to get hurt by it. The question was, how do we reduce the damage? What I'm doing now is not what I love to do. I'd rather not be talking to you all, but somebody has to stand up and speak for the FBI and the rule of law. And I hope there's a whole lot more somebody's out there than just me.
And the rule of law. What is he's used that phrase twice. What is he talking about? Trump's violating the rule of law. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. He doesn't elaborate because he can't. They still can't find a law Trump broke with regard to this Russia thing.
So another day of Hillary Clinton's emails and the Steele dossier. This while the president of the United States is lying about the FBI, attacking the FBI, and attacking the rule of law in this country.
Lying about the FBI, attacking the rule of law in this country. Again, he doesn't explain how because he can't. He can't explain how. This is unbelievable. Do you realize this is an agency that didn't tell Michael Flynn that he was being interviewed, excuse me, as part of a investigation? That makes it a crime to lie to the FBI. They didn't tell him that. Okay, Flynn is a general. And you go on any military base in the world, you're going to find FBI agents. They're in every country. Military top brass are used to working with them. They're used to having them around, particularly if you're in the White House or you've been around it like Flynn had. And so to have FBI agents stop by is very normal, especially when you have a foreign intelligence position like his. He deals with these guys every day. So for two FBI agents to show up and tell him, nah, you don't need a lawyer, that's not a big deal at all. And so they tricked him into talking to them without telling him he was under investigation. Well, it is only a crime to lie to the FBI if you are under investigation by the FBI. He didn't know. And that's the key part. So what they did was they have a recording of him talking to a Russian guy. There's no crime in the recording. They've never claimed there was. They use it to try to trick him into lying to them about the recording. That is not a crime. Then they go to the prosecutors and say, they go to the court and say, well, you know, he should have known. He should have known it's a crime to lie to the FBI. That's the Flynn justice standard. He should have known. Too bad. He should have guessed. He should have known. Even though he talks to the FBI every day, he should know that one of those times could be an investigation and he should always have an attorney with him. He should have guessed he was under investigation even though we didn't tell him. Should have known, right? That's the standard. Should have known. Now let's have Comey tell us again. What's the standard for Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton? Is it should have known?
Is there an investigation with respect to the two of them?
There was. It is. We completed it.
Why did you conclude neither of them committed a crime?
Because with respect to Ms. Abedin in particular, we didn't have any indication that she had a sense that what she was doing was in violation of the law.
Okay. So should have known does not apply to Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin. Like, should have known C stood for confidential, classified, like that. Should have known, even though they had the training, so they should have known. But the Flynn standard, see, we have a dual justice system. The Flynn standard is should have known. Yeah, but Flynn talks to FBI agents almost every day. His job is to liaise with the FBI, the job he was hired to do by Trump. Yeah, but he should have known. Any one of those times could have been an investigation. Ergo, it would be a crime to lie to the FBI. And what Flynn did, you got to remember that Trump was already under attack by the FBI for Russian stuff. You've got FBI agents in his office asking him questions about his conversations with Russians. He just wasn't forthcoming. Why? Because he doesn't want it leaked all over the pages of the New York Times. He didn't know he was under investigation. Oh, but he should have known. Well, I'm sorry, shouldn't Huma and Hillary have known? Guess not. And that here, folks, is the problem.